West Georgia's first news on this Wednesday from the News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom. I'm Colin Worthington reporting. The Greater Harrelson County Chamber of Commerce on Tuesday asking for help from the Harrelson County Board of Commissioners and Georgia legislators regarding a potential business development in Harrelson County that could be impacted by a law signed by Governor Brian Kemp last April.
I had a project last week and I was unable to submit it because this land is zoned agricultural because of a Senate bill a year or two ago that forbids foreign companies from purchasing land that is zoned agricultural. So I'm trying to get some clarity on that because for us, we didn't purchase that land for farming. It was zoned agricultural, but that's not the intended use for us. That can mess us up on future projects.
President and CEO of the Greater Harrelson Chamber of Commerce, Tara Chapman.
Really, 9 times out of 10, that is what we see, are foreign investments. So I'm trying to get some answers on that. It was news to me, but obviously we don't want to go through the process of rezoning until you have an industry and they do their own kind of DRI and that kind of stuff.
Last year, the governor signed into law Senate Bill 420, which prohibits the ownership or acquisition of Georgia farmland by agents of foreign adversaries. The legislation also applies to any type of land located within 10 miles of a military installation. Staying in Harrelson County, the Harrelson County Board of Commissioners approving a request to make Harrelson County's crisis responder an employee of Harrelson County government. Harrelson County officials hoping that adding benefits to the position will make the job more attractive and provide a more stable, consistent employee. The Harrelson County Crisis Response Team was formed as a partnership between the Sheriff's Office and Your Haven Recovery in February of 2024 to provide mental health and substance abuse support to residents of Harrelson County. The Crisis Response Team is funded by a $350,000 settlement the county received from court cases with the opioid companies. Depending on the circumstance, when deputies respond to a call in reference to opioids, the Crisis Response Team would be contacted in order to determine if the individual needs to be arrested or seek help and be placed in a hospital or rehabilitation center. And the THS Emergency Shelter may have found a new location for their office operations. They have been looking for a new location since the summer of 2024, where the charitable organization's 20 volunteers can use as a home base. The organization is asking Carrollton City Council to approve a rezoning request of 0.36 acres at 207 North White Street that would allow for a new home for administrative offices and not a shelter. Meanwhile, due to the cold temperatures this week, shelters are open at Impact Ministries at 411 North Park Street in Carrollton and at Life Liberty Church, 2553 East Highway 166 cutoff. I'm Colin Worthington reporting.